Chapter 7. The Great Matter. One morning, I went to pray in the Queen's Chapel. I sat down and noticed that the other servants looked at me with hostile eyes. "What are you doing here?" one of the servants said. "Traitors are not welcome in this chapel."
"What are you talking about?" I said. "I'm a loyal and faithful servant to our Queen and King, and I'm a good Catholic."
"You must be very stupid or blind," she said. "Haven't you heard? The King is trying to annul his marriage with the Queen. He is ignoring the rules of the Catholic Church, and in the end, he will create a new religion in England. There is going to be a big trial. It's all because of your mistress, Anne Boleyn." Another servant said, "How can you work for that Boleyn woman? Your mistress is evil. She is trying to destroy our church." I was silent. I didn't know what to say to defend my mistress. Anne was very private. She gossiped about the other women in court, but she never shared her own secrets with anybody. This time, we needed an honest discussion. I didn't get a chance to speak to her alone until the evening. While I was combing her hair, I said, "My lady, you must be very careful. People are saying terrible things about you."
"Silence, Meg. I don't want to hear stupid gossip," she said. "You must ignore it too. Your job is to worry about my dresses and my hair, not my private life."
She was wrong about this. Her private life was my business because I was her servant and our lives were connected. The annulment hearing, also called the Great Matter, began on the 31st of May, 1529. I stood with Anne in the crowd and watched from far away as the King and Queen pleaded their cases to the cardinals. Queen Catherine's face was sad and desperate, while the King looked like a stone statue. His face was cold and hard. 4 years later, he looked the same when he wanted to get rid of my mistress, Anne. Everybody knew about Cardinal Wolsey's promise to the King for a fast annulment. But this was impossible. I was just a simple servant, but even I knew that it wasn't going to be easy because Queen Catherine's nephew was King Charles of Spain. He controlled both the Vatican and the Pope, so he couldn't allow King Henry to annul the marriage to his aunt. The trial was a waste of time. Every day the cardinals found a new excuse for a delay. Finally, the Italian cardinal decided to return to Rome. King Henry was furious, and everybody knew that somebody was going to suffer because of this. The king decided to blame Wolsey for failing him. One evening, Anne returned to her room very late. For the first time in weeks, my mistress was happy. I combed her hair, and she started to talk in a quiet voice. "Do you remember, Meg? Cardinal Wolsey thought I wasn't good enough for his servant Henry Percy. I'm sure he's very sorry about that now."
"Mistress Anne," I asked, "what are you talking about?"
She smiled, showing her small, pointed white teeth. It wasn't a pretty smile. There was something hard and evil behind it. "Haven't you heard, Meg?" she said. "Today they accused Wolsey of treason. He's lost everything. His money, his position, and his property. Very soon, our clever cardinal will be in the Tower." Actually, this didn't happen. On the 29th of November, 1530, Cardinal Wolsey was on his way from Yorkshire to London to answer accusations of high treason when he became ill and died at Leicester Abbey. Anne was happy that her enemy Wolsey wasn't a threat to her anymore. But I was worried.
"Mistress Anne, be careful," I thought. "King Henry can be kind to his friends, but very cruel to his enemies. His friends can very quickly become his enemies. The anger of the king is much more dangerous than the anger of an ordinary man."